You were 34 seconds away from winning a Super Bowl. It's been about 30 years.
Yeah.
Is the pain gone, or does it still linger?
It still lingers. It does. And here's why. Because not one guy on our team that you could have told going in that you're not going to win this game. We felt we were going to win. We felt we matched up with that team very well. Dick LeBeau, when we would go over the plays, he was very he just had a great mind where he could see things happen before they happen. We had a couple of plays in. He said, Solomon, Ray Horton, this is what they're going to do. When they get in this situation, the ball is going to go to Jerry Rice. And they're going to run this play. We're going to double him. You're either going to intercept it or knock him into kingdom come. He told us that. And that play happened, I think, on 2nd and 29. It was a slant to Rice. I remember coming out of the game and I asked Dick, well, what's the call? And he told me the call and I could have melted because I knew Ray was going to get the opportunity. I wasn't. And to Ray's credit, he was smart. He was a great player. I was very young. I think Dick trusted him in that moment. Jerry Rice converted 2nd and 29. And we had the right call on for the moment. Lewis Billups did drop an interception. Every time I see Joe Montana, I say, Joe, 4 Super Bowls, you didn't throw one interception in any of those Super Bowls. However, you threw us one, we just didn't catch it. And so we laugh and joke about that. And those are the things that I take away from that game. I do remember Reggie Williams playing one of the games of his life. I do remember Tim Crumrie breaking his leg and how moved we were and how we wanted to play well for him. And we just came up that short. But I'm real proud of the effort we gave because the next year, I think the 49ers hung 55 on the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl. So that tells you we matched up well.